With a team distributed across the world, complex uptime, and a lot of integration requirements, this project presents multiple risks. There could be communication difficulties due to time zone differences between the two teams, which compounds the risks present with integrations. Contract First Development presents a specification for how an integration will work before any developers develop the integration endpoint or develop code to call that integration endpoint. Both teams, the IT team in the United States and the Java team in India, agree on that specification or contract. The contract is designed in the form of a WSDL, Web Services Description Language, which prescribes the different operations it can call on the web service and defines the input-output parameters. A Salesforce developer will create a contract or web service for the Java team and hand it over to them to create the Java component they need to interact with Salesforce. In this particular scenario, Salesforce is the producer and Universal HealthBit is the consumer. Salesforce produces the WSDL and UHB consumes it. Using the Apex unit test framework mocks and stubs allows developers to simulate the external environments that Salesforce will be talking to. Salesforce can interact with this mock service exposed on the internet before the integration is deployed at the customer site. For example, a developer can simulate pushing a request for billing information from Salesforce. This is where contract-first design comes into play, because it provides the request and responses to the integration service. In other words, the developer already knows what the structure of the payload will be when the web service is responding. The mock allows the developer to test the interface without the full plumbing under the hood. There is a high quantity of integrations in the proposed system landscape. The code developed in the mocks and stubs phase is eventually pushed to an integration testing sandbox. It is usually a full copy sandbox in which a developer creates a replica of the production environment with multiple back-end systems that Salesforce will talk to. In this case, however, back-end systems are real. The integration testing environment simulates at scale, from an architectural standpoint, the different interfaces and integration tests. A developer can simulate various combinations or parameters and simulate error scenarios to see how the service works. However, building these client-side back-end environments that are connected to Salesforce's sandbox demands quite a bit of work and can be costly. There is an issue with data volumes and the proposed migration. Preparing the data before it's loaded into Salesforce will take time. Having these phases clearly articulated and defining which actors will perform these actions by a certain deadline will streamline the process. Data migration testing is performed in a sandbox, not live in Salesforce. The data is loaded into a sandbox, and the migration tests are run to verify if the test load worked correctly. For example, that the record counts were there, that status is migrated, and so on. The shopping cart will require programmatic code to integrate with the other systems. Building out the e-commerce application will require a different skill set. It also introduces another platform, Heroku, which has its own particular language. There are currently two major project management methodologies, Agile and Waterfall. Enterprise customers use one of two methodologies to manage a project, Agile or Waterfall. Agile project management is a fast and flexible approach to project management based on principles of collaboration, adaptability, and continuous improvement. It is a value-driven method that allows stakeholders to deliver high-priority, high-quality work. Agile project management uses an iterative approach to reduce risk and create products that are launchable throughout the development. It is about embracing change, even late in the development stage. It's about delivering the features with the greatest business value first, and it relies on real-time information to tightly manage cost, time, and scope. The waterfall model is a classic approach to the development lifecycle. It is linear and sequential. Waterfall development has distinct goals for each phase of development. Imagine a waterfall on the cliff of a steep mountain. Once the water has flowed over the edge of the cliff and has begun its journey down the side of the mountain, it cannot turn back. It is the same with waterfall development. Once a phase of development is completed, the development proceeds to the next phase and there is no turning back. This model assumes that everything is carried out and has taken place perfectly as planned in the previous stage, and there is no need to think about the past issues that may arise in the next phase. This model does not work smoothly if there are some issues left at the previous step. The sequential nature of this model does not allow for stakeholders to go back and undo or redo their actions. This model is best suited when developers have already designed and developed similar software in the past and are aware of all its domains. Each system is different, and the choice of methodology is dependent upon the complexity, the size of the project, and the expectancy from stakeholders. Here is a quick cheat sheet to determine the most suitable project methodology for a project. Given Universal HealthBit's system requirements and our choice of contract-first integration, which methodology would you suggest? There are three factors driving the choice of waterfall. 1. As mentioned earlier, the distribution of the teams and the quantity of integrations call for waterfall. 2. Contract-first integration implies that a developer is essentially writing a specification, which is one of the first steps in the waterfall process. A developer gathers requirements and completes a design. One of the outputs of a design is a spec. 3. Regulatory restraints drive the need for a formal phasing, a requirement phase, approval, design phases, and another set of approvals. The major drawback of the waterfall model is there is no way to go back to previous stages if something wrong is found in later stages. The V model provides a means of testing software at each stage in a reverse manner. At every stage, test plans and test cases are created to verify and validate the product according to the requirement of that stage. For example, in the requirement gathering stage, the test team prepares all the test cases in correspondence to the requirements. Later, when the product is developed and is ready for testing, test cases of this stage verify the software against its validity towards requirements at this stage. This makes both verification and validation proceed in parallel. This model is also known as the verification and validation model. Unit testing at implementation. Functional testing at design. http://ydconsulting.blogspot.sg/2010/04/sub-contracting-outsourcing-control.html. Requirements tracking tools provide everyone involved in the build with a registry of all the components developers need to build as part of the larger solution. An inventory of all the requirements includes the following: a number, a description, the release in which it is implemented, the priority of the requirement, an indication if it's a Salesforce-only related component or if it involves other systems, and a link to the design document. Developers link components they're building against requirements to accomplish two things: to test the requirement, and to allow for impact analysis. If a requirement is changed, a particular functionality, for example, what are the components that are impacted? With the link between components and requirements, developers can see how many classes or tests they will need to rework. For a waterfall methodology, Jira is an effective tracking tool. However, even an Excel spreadsheet or a Word document would work in this situation. If Agile is the chosen methodology, then Agile Accelerator, Jira, or CA Technologies, formerly Rally, would suffice. For a waterfall methodology, Jira is an effective tracking tool. However, even an Excel spreadsheet or a Word document would work in this situation. If Agile is the chosen methodology, then Agile Accelerator, Jira, or CA Technologies, formerly Rally, would suffice. Large-scale enterprise companies have a few Salesforce instances. There may be different reasons for this, including geographic issues and different business units. How does a company ensure consistency in the development and configuration across the different Salesforce instances? With a Center of Excellence, COE. A Center of Excellence is the body that ensures that those people working on or maintaining instances of a Salesforce org are using similar development standards and share a similar approach to deployment. Top-down sponsorship is the key to a successful and effective COE. If there is a conflict or budgeting issue, the technical architect, application architect, or release manager will bubble it up to the COE owner and sponsor, who then make a decision accordingly.